Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Support WrestleTalk.
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
It's WrestleMania 35 predictions time! I'm Ollie Davis, this is Laurie Blake, that's Luke Owen. Wrestle League Season 1 comes to a head here, even though we still don't know the results of NXT TakeOver, the Impact United We Stand show, or the G1 Supercard either. So everything's going crazy. We cannot tactically predict stuff. Or we could. We could just choose
what Luke says.
Yeah, it screws me out of this. Yes, you could do that. But don't do that.
Yes, this is an enormous card. You said that there might be more matches just on this pay-per-view alone than we have predicted for the entirety of Season 1 so far. Mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe more matches than possible combinations on Black Mirror's Bandersnatch.
Nice. Good one, Oliver Davis. You got so excited he knocked over Kenny Omega.
I used up all my infinite ideas before
we
started
a
recording.
Joke beforehand.
Yeah, it's like grains of sand on a beach. Possible combinations.
Oh, this is a cheeky way to get the other two in. Yes.
Laurie Blake came up with those before we started recording.
No, he did.
I thought you said those ones. No, I wasn't paying attention, to be honest.
You were doing your admin.
I was sorting out the document for this.
We've also got to acknowledge that we did not plan to all be dressed in a similar colour. But that's what's happening.
We're in the WrestleTalk colours.
We're allowed to, though.
Yeah. It's just I feel like it's you know, it's too matchy.
Speaking of matchy,
change then.
We've got a lot of matches to get through. Mate, it got a bit sexy up in here for second then.
I'm just gonna leave it. I'm gonna leave it there. gonna leave it there like a cross up.
Fundamentally horrible. Okay. Luke, it's me and you. Stay in the pocket, Luke. Stay in the pocket.
I mean, if you said I cannot see him. Oh, don't move. He's gonna move.
All right, we're excited for WrestleMania.
Excited for WrestleMania. What's happening? You want to get involved, head over to patreon.com/WrestleTalk and become one of our pledgehammers over there and join Wrestle League Season 1. There is still time. And your scores for WrestleMania 35 will carry over into the start of Season 2. So, get involved. A lot of matches to get through here. Let's not waste another moment looking at Ollie Davis's breasts. On the pre-show, unsurprisingly, it's the Cruiserweight Championship match between champion Buddy Murphy and challenger Tony Nese. Ollie Davis, you watch 205 Live all the time, so I'm going to come to you first.
Buddy Murphy. We've got a lot of matches to get through. Let's keep this quick.
You want
quick.
To go brief?
Yeah.
Laurie Blake, please Murphy. Give me a 10-minute dialogue. Oh, no. Yep, I'm also going Buddy Murphy.
Next. Next.
It is the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
That is quite an uninspiring cruiserweight matchup, isn't it, for WrestleMania? Think of all the other people they build up on 205 Live.
Well, we were saying on NXT the idea that, like, if Gargano's, as rumoured, going to 205 Live, they could be saving Murphy for him.
God, that's depressing.
It is depressing.
Yeah, so we've got the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I've got a list of entrants here for you. Would you like to hear them?
Give me the rundown.
Ali, Andrade, Apollo Crews, Bo Dallas, Bobby Roode, Braun Strowman, Chad Gable, Colin Jost, Curtis Axel, EC3, Grand Metalik, Heath Slater, Jeff Hardy, Jinder Mahal, Kalisto, Carl Anderson, Connor, Lindsay Dorado, Luke Gallows, Matt Hardy, Michael Che, that was Michael Cole for a second then, Otis, No Way Jose, Rey Mysterio, Shelton Benjamin, Titus O'Neil, Tyler Breeze, and Victor.
I'm so impressed that you did that.
Thanks, mate.
That's, yeah, because that's a table with also every other entrant in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Yeah, you're just reading. That's crazy.
Well, thank you, mate.
Yeah, nuts.
That was impressive.
Cheers, lads.
Braun Strowman.
Going Braun Strowman. Laurie Blake.
Braun.
Going Braun. Going Braun. And
I'm just staying ahead of you now.
Yeah.
Am I also going Braun? God, I really should have thought about this before I started this recording.
Who else are you going to go for?
Colin Jost.
The Gronk.
Yeah, Gronk.
Mojo Rawley, isn't it? 29. That's 29 people, right? Because that's an
is that
awkward,
really?
I think so.
Bloody hell.
That's an awkward number.
Yeah. You know, I think there's going to be a surprise entrant.
Maybe is Mojo over 10 Rawley. An awkward number? In
I think there's going to be a surprise entrant.
Yeah.
I think there'll be a turn. I don't think it'll be Bray Wyatt, because I think Bray Wyatt's coming back on Raw after Mania.
Yeah, he's a Raw after Mania.
But I think that, yeah, I could see them having like a big surprise return or someone you're not expecting.
Conor McGregor.
On
the pre-show.
Yeah, I was going to say, on the pre-show of WrestleMania, you're going to put Conor McGregor in there. Do I just go for Braun? Do I stick to the status quo?
Join us.
Go on, just commit to failure, Luke. Braun Carl Anderson.
Braun it is then, I guess. Am I saying Braun? Am I really saying Braun? No, I think Braun's going to be distracted. I'm going to go with... Which one's the one they don't like of the Saturday Night Live fellas?
Colin Jost.
Colin Jost. I'm going with Colin Jost then. I'm going with Colin Jost. You know,
I've seen Andy just jump in and put something in your document.
Yeah, Andy Datson has remotely joined our Google Doc and has said that I'm going to suggest that Babatunde wins the WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal.
So you're going for Babatunde and Colin Jost?
I'm going with Colin Jost as the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner. And this is why I'm bottom of Wrestle League. Mm. So it's now the WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal to round out our pre-show. Would you like to hear who's in it?
Yeah.
Sure. I'm going to do it in reverse order this time. Zelina Vega, Sonya Deville, Sarah Logan, Ruby Riott, Nikki Cross, Naomi, Mickie James, Mandy Rose, Liv Morgan, Lana, Dana Brooke, Carmella, and Asuka.
Oh, it's depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'd imagine, because that's like 15 names, there'll be some NXT names in there as well.
And Eve Torres. Wild Eve Torres.
Yep. Laurie Blake.
It's you first,
oh, it's me
bud.
First, isn't it? Yeah. I'm going to say Asuka.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I was ever going to go for.
Asuka. Oliver Davis.
It's too predictable so far, this pre-show. Mandy Rose.
Going with Mandy.
I'm going to keep picking Mandy Rose for every pay-per-view. Because I'm trying to guess Vince's mind here.
This is how I'm slowly have been creeping ahead the entire time we've been doing the league.
Yeah. Or is it going to be Naomi?
That'll come back to bite me now.
Maybe it'll be Naomi double winner.
No.
No? Sure?
No, okay. No, the Usos are re-signed now. They're going to drop all the plans they had for them and they're beloved.
Fair enough. Well, speaking of the Usos, nice segue. It is for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. The Usos versus Ricochet and Aleister Black versus The Bar versus Shinsuke Nakamura and Rusev. Look how far Rusev has fallen. Look how far Shinsuke Nakamura has fallen for that match. Who's Royal Rumble winner and WWE Championship contender this time last year. Oliver Davis, I'm coming to you first.
Ricochet and Aleister Black.
Really?
Ooh, really?
Yeah. I just, you know, that you can protect everyone. Like, no one loses in this match because there's so many people. It's just a way to get people on the card. I mean, to be honest, it's probably a retention. But I think Ricochet and Aleister Black. Or maybe you just, after Mania, they properly go their separate ways and are single stars. No, I'm going to stick with Ricochet and Black.
Laurie Blake?
I don't agree with that, by the way.
Usos. Should be single stars.
I'm also going Usos to retain. Ooh. I said this on the NXT review, but I think that Black and Ricochet are going to be a raw act. And I think if they're staying as a tag team, they're going to be a Raw tag team.
Oh, yeah, SmackDown, isn't it?
Yeah. You said it now.
Too late.
No, Baxi's now.
He said Babatunde earlier.
Okay.
Yeah. Sticking with it? You can change it if you want.
I'm sticking with it.
You're sticking with it.
Yeah. With regret baked in.
Regret.
Well, coming up next, it is for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships. It's the Boss and Hug Connection versus the Divas of Doom versus the Iconics versus Nia Jax and Tamina. And there's no one meaner than Tamina. Laurie Blake.
Oh, now I feel... No, I think it's a Boss and Hug Connection retention, but I feel bad because it's in the list next to the other one. The other retention. Oh, that's fine.
You think two retentions?
I think it's just the documents freaking me out, man. Like, the way it's formatted is messing my melon, man. It's spinning me out.
Oliver, oh no, it's me next, isn't it? I'm just picking what you're picking, Laurie, but I do think it's going to be a boss and hug retention.
This plays into my hands.
Yeah, I don't think the Divas of Doom are winning. I don't think the Iconics are winning, and I don't see the point of putting it on Nia Jax and Tamina.
No.
So I think it's going to be another boss and hug retention.
I'm going to go for the B&H too, please.
B&H.
The boss and hug retention.
B&H. Boss and hug retention. Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. I'm going for the big dog, Roman, to win.
Mm. Yeah, big dog, Roman Reigns, because, you know, leukemia and stuff. He really should win.
Roman.
Roman.
Although I would like it to be Drew.
Yep. Bobby Lashley versus Finn Balor, the Demon, for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. Oliver Davis?
The Demon's going to win.
Balor.
He's got a remarkable track record.
Balor, obviously.
I'm also going Balor.
If he's wearing the paint,
there is no way I'm winning the belt. There's no way I'm making a comeback on this. Unless although our predictions for United We Stand are apparently very different. And I don't know what you've done for the G1 supercard.
Well, that was just me closing my eyes and going like this. So,
G1 or Impact?
For G1.
Really?
Yeah.
Who have you gone for the main event?
The main event being, I went for Okada winning.
I went Jay White. Do you go Jay White as well? I was really like debating it because I was like, I think they want to keep pushing Jay White, but do they want like the big coronation, like the big win for their Madison Square Garden show of having a card to win? And as soon as I submitted the form, I instantly regretted it.
We'll see.
It's too late now.
I'm the same as Luke, so I don't care. That's it.
Well, I mean, you're running away with this anyway.
Every pick the same as Luke is a pick to win. Even if I don't win the thing overall.
You're still above me.
Don't have to sing.
Absolutely. For the United States...
Laurie did, what was it? A spoken word rendition of Pitbull's Timber to us earlier, which we now want Laurie to do that anyway.
Yeah.
don't pay me enough.
Diggity dog.
Diggity dog.
Diggity dog.
Diggity dog. Face down, booty up.
Diggity dog.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
For the United States Championship, it is Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio in a match that might not happen. I'm going first, I guess. Is it me next?
I think it's me.
I guess you then. Blake, what are you saying?
Joe.
Davis.
So Joe Val. But yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. It seems like a legit injury. Rey Mysterio.
I'm picking Rey.
Played the clip. On his Instagram page when he landed. And it does seem to, the ankle looks, You know,
okay, so I'm picking Rey, but as a caveat, can it then be whoever is the replacement for Rey, I think, is going to win?
Okay.
Sure.
So I don't think Dominic's going to beat up Samoa Joe.
Dominic.
I don't think Joe's walking out of this champion.
And how do you reckon that will be? Maybe a Kikina clutch rolled back into a pinning combination.
Man. Stranger things have happened.
And then Joe doing the angry face
afterwards. Oh, I got caught by it again. So next up, it's AJ Styles versus Randy Orton. Blah.
Is that Finn Balor's entrance?
Blah.
That was definitely a point to deploy sound effects, wasn't it? You've got a library, mate.
We need the soundboard.
Yeah.
God, please keep filling for more time while I think Styles. I'm going with Styles.
Styles,
you going with Styles?
Yeah.
Styles. Davis?
I've already said I'm going with what you pick, Luke.
Yeah, I really don't know. I'm going to enjoy the match. The build's been fine. But I'm not invested in either guy beating the other one. I think AJ's got to go to Raw.
Yeah.
Afterwards. Yeah, Styles.
Go with Styles. Play it safe. But yeah, I think when they do the superstar shakeup, the international superstar shakeup, AJ comes out. He's the next challenger for Seth for the Universal Championship.
I like that.
Because I think you want to save Seth versus Roman for SummerSlam.
It's a good idea.
Shane McMahon versus The Miz. Falls count anywhere. Oliver Davis.
The Miz. Shane McMahon, more often than not, loses. He'll do something.
He has a terrible track record at WrestleManias.
He'll do something crazy. Falls count anywhere. It's going to be lunacy.
Miz.
I'm also going with The Miz.
All faces.
So it could be one of those WrestleManias.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't know. I picked Colin Jost. He's definitely a heel. Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin in Angle's farewell match. Oliver Davis.
I don't want to say.
Oh, no. Yeah. Actually, why don't you know you first anyway? Blake?
Okay. Corbin.
You're going Corbin. I'm going Angle. Davis?
Angle. They've got to. I don't know what's louder, the head or the heart here.
Mm.
Because the head is saying Corbin. I'm going with my heart.
Going with your heart. Batista versus Triple H with Triple H's career on the line. I'm going to say Triple H.
Yeah, that stipulation rather telegraphs it.
Yeah.
I get why they did it from a storyline perspective, but I think it makes the outcome rather predictable.
I agree. So you're saying Triple H. You're going with Trips as well. Blake?
Triple H.
Trips. I think they've very much telegraphed this win. Also, Triple H does want to get his win back because he's lost to Batista a lot. Mm-hmm. So good to get that win back.
It's that Alan Partridge and I had the last laugh.
Now F off. We are rattling through this.
Yes.
WWE Championship. Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston.
No, let Laurie go first.
Laurie
first.
I went Triple H first last time. Yeah.
Oh, it's actually Ollie first though.
No, it's Laurie. I've done loads.
After this one, it's you first. We've all done loads. There are loads of matches. What don't you understand?
I'm going Kofi.
You're going Kofi.
Yeah, I think all three of the big match babyfaces win.
Kofi.
I'm going Kofi as well. Kofi Mania running wild. Do we think there's going to be some Vince McMahon shenanigans, or has that storyline just been dropped?
I know, I don't think there will be.
I've gone just all faces.
It's a babyface territory, man. Yeah, you'll be fine.
This is why you lose.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait. Hang on. I don't.
No, remember when we all laughed at Ollie when he moved?
No, but the thing is, I'm not losing because I still pick the same as Luke for all of them, so it's fine.
Remember when we all laughed at Ollie when he went for his raw clean sweep at Survivor Series? We were like, that is lunacy. Look how that paid off for him in the end.
I'm going for a face clean sweep.
It's a new era.
A face wash.
We're listening to the fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep that ball rolling. Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins for the WWE Universal Championship. I think it's going to be a Seth Rollins win.
Yeah, mate.
You're going with Seth?
Mm-hmm.
Davis? Or is this going to be just another Brock
they
wins
can't do another they Brock. Can't. They can't do another Brock
they
at
can't.
Mania.
Brock which is wins why LOL. I think...
Which is what you think they
well,
might
they
do.
Will. Yeah.
I think it's just
is,
like,
the thing is,
it's the most WWE thing.
They've got a situation where there are three really hot baby faces set to probably win big titles like at Mania. One of those has to not go the way you think it's going to go. They have to piss people off at some point.
I think they're going to go all three. I really do think they're going to do all three.
There's a Saudi Arabia show. It's been moved back to June.
Have
or
I
July?
Just teleported to last year to have this conversation again?
Yeah.
You think it's going to be, they're going to do Seth versus Brock at whatever it is, Greatest Backlash.
Or they do Brock and.
World's Greatest Fast Lane.
I'm not going to say the joke we once edited out.
No, I was going to say, let's not do that one again.
Brock, well, I think it could be Brock versus Taker.
Blood Money in the Bank.
Yeah. Brock versus Taker could be one. Seth. I'm going to go Seth.
Seth.
But let it be recorded.
I'm hoping it's being recorded.
Yeah, I did click it this time, don't worry. And lastly, we have absolutely rattled through this. Blame Ollie Davis if you think this video is too short.
We've done this quicker than the NXT predictions.
Have we really? That was 17 minutes, I think, that video.
17 minutes right now.
All right. Okay, well, let's drag this one out.
There was someone who did say, these videos used to be longer. So I'm blaming you on this one, Davis.
I don't know what you want from us. We're live streaming all of the shows at the weekend.
This is just, yeah. We're filling in a spreadsheet. Yeah.
And lastly, the main event of the show. It is winner take all. It is Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch for both the Raw Women's Championship and the SmackDown Women's Championship. One of these women is going to walk out double champé. So,
Chomple.
Chomple.
I don't know whose turn it is to go first, to be
Becky
honest.
Lynch.
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch. A threesome of Beckys there, because I'm also going with Becky Lynch. Rebecca Quinn to be double champion. This does ruin that theory that we're going to end with all four horsewomen posing with belts. There's part of me that thinks they're going to do a screw finish for this, or they're going to do Charlotte has her in the figure eight and Becky pins her while she's in that, but Ronda taps out at the same time. That way Flair gets to keep her belt and Becky can be Raw Women's Champion or some nonsense like that.
Sure.
But I hope they just have Becky tap out. I initially said to you yesterday, Ronda, but you made the excellent point that if she taps out Flair, you can do Becky Ronda at next year's WrestleMania as the one-on-one match.
It was an excellent
point. It was such an excellent point. You're a very smart and sexy man. I just want the record to know that. Don't do that again, though.
Luke's applying for a raise.
A different kind of raise.
Hello.
Mind the table.
Mother Hubbard.
So
it's made my mic go squiffy.
So I think it's going to be a Becky win. And that's going to be our big closing moment of WrestleMania. It's Becky holding off the belt. Actually, no, you don't want to take away from Becky. I was going to say, and then you're going to have that moment, that backstage photo of Becky with both her belts, Kofi with his and Seth with his. And that'll be their big PR shot.
And Zack Ryder.
And Zack Ryder will be.
Or share it
Zack
later.
Ryder will share it later, yeah. Send it to CM Punk and for ruining it.
So have we got a bonus?
Well, we haven't decided what a bonus question is yet. So I thought we could decide that on air because that's the professional way to do it. Yeah, what does Elias do? Someone suggested who interrupts Elias. But yeah, John Cena match. So do you want to predict John Cena match?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. John.
What does John Cena do? And we'll have a. Should we decide on a few things that he can do? So it's multiple choice.
Okay.
So something with Lars Sullivan, something with Elias, something with Kurt Angle.
Hold on. So Elias, Angle, who do you say? Lars.
Other.
Undertaker.
Probably just other.
Lacey Evans. We should have done which match does Lacey Evans walk out during, really. Yeah. She's not in the Battle Royal.
Oh.
I don't think she is, anyway.
Battle Royal, isn't she?
Oh, that's what it's all been building to.
Everyone's eliminated and she walks in at the end.
Yeah, and eliminates whoever's last.
I'm going to say Elias.
You're going with Elias?
Yeah.
So we're just going to keep it as those four, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's easier from a Google form perspective for Wrestle League.
Okay, so... sorry, while I just do a quick bit of admin. Oliver Davis says, Elias. I'm going to say Lars. Lard, as I've written down in my notes.
I was also going to say Lars, and it's not just because I'm picking what you pick.
Lars. Okay.
Cool. Well, there we go. Please head over to
Patreon. 21 minutes.
Yes. Go over to
that means we get an
Patreon
advert in
page.
The podcast version. Yes.
Go over to our Patreon page so you can partake against us in fantasy wrestling predictions in Wrestle League Season 1. And these predictions will also form the basis of Season 2. So Season 2 will run from WrestleMania to SummerSlam. and have big. All of the
so much.
Big shows in there.
Well, they can't run to Money in the Bank. That's the month after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, originally Money in the Bank was the one that split those two up, but now they've changed it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're correcting on the fly. Yeah, so go over there and then you can be involved from the start of Wrestle League Season 2. That's $5 and above Patreons.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.